This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 1, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-60s. The Daily Item is reporting that 11 people, 6 children and 5 adults, were displaced from their home on 62 Layton Street at 7:42 p.m. Monday night after crews from 3 engines and 3 ladders from the Lynn Fire Department extinguished a fire on the first floor of the multifamily home. WCVB-TV Channel 5 is reporting that 3 adults and a baby safely escaped the house fire in Saugus. The fire on Susan Drive had flames burning through the roof and the home suffered significant damage. Also in the Item today, they're reporting that Lynn will receive $3.7 million for work to be done on Hanson Street. That street runs off the Lynnway and is used as an access to Walmart. In Salem, 2 men are facing charges after a fight late Saturday night at an Essex Street establishment. According to the Salem News, 31-year-old Ezekiel Dominguez of New Derby Street, Salem, and 29-year-old Jeremiah Dominguez of the Bronx, New York, were arraigned on charges of assault and battery and disorderly conduct Monday during their arraignments in Salem District Court. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins play in Pittsburgh tonight against the Penguins. The Celtics are off. They're in Cleveland, meeting the Cavs tomorrow night. High school tournament football pairings are out, as are the volleyball pairings. In football, in Division I, St. John's Prep, ranked number 7, will be playing host to Attleboro Friday night at 6 p.m. The Eagles are a hard-working team, and getting to the playoff is a result of hard work and dedication. This is their coach, Brian St. Pierre, speaking with MSO News Sports just yesterday.
They just put their head down and go to work. I just left the weight room at 7 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with 75 guys in there, which is our travel varsity roster, just doing what they do, getting up at 6 a.m. and working out Monday, Wednesday, and then we work out on Saturdays, too, and then they go practice. They just work. They roll up the sleeves. They don't ask questions. They just do it.
Wow.
And trust. That's a great sight to see, and it's a great feeling to have as a coach with your program. We're a very healthy program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if we're the best team in the state. We're going to find out in the next couple of weeks. But
St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. That is sports. October is over. And along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.